You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 124. Who did what in the Gospels? Today's challenge. The Gospels contain error since they describe different people performing the same action. Matthew says a centurion approached Jesus about healing his servant, but Luke says Jewish elders did this for the centurion. Matthew 8, verses 5 to 13, Luke 7, verses 1 to 10. Similarly, Mark says James and John made a request, but Matthew says their mother made it. Mark 10, verses 35 to 45, Matthew 20, verses 20 to 28. Today's defense. The biblical authors had liberty to describe events in terms of the principals or their agents. More than one person can be involved in an action. The person on whose behalf the action is performed is known as the principal, while the person who actually does the action is known as the agent. Both today and in the ancient world, actions can be described as if the principal or the agent performed them. During the 1962 Cuban Missile Crisis, newspapers might have reported, "American President Kennedy told Soviet Premier Khrushchev to take his missiles out of Cuba." In reality, Kennedy and Khrushchev, the principals, may have never spoken. Their exchanges were carried on through diplomatic intermediaries, their agents. Because the principals were the main actors, newspapers could speak as if the two directly engaged each other. The diplomatic intermediaries were secondary. In Scripture, we read that Moses built the tabernacle, 2 Chronicles 1:3, and Solomon built the temple, 1 Kings 6, verses 1 to 38. In reality, both leaders were too lofty to do the labor themselves. They used workmen who acted on their behalf, Exodus 38, verses 22 and 23, 1 Kings 7, verses 13 to 45. Because Moses and Solomon were the principals, they are sometimes mentioned, while the workmen who were their agents may not be mentioned. The evangelists had the same freedom in choosing how to describe an incident. They could describe it in terms of the agents acting, as with Luke's mention of the Jewish elders and Matthew's mention of the apostle's mother, or the principals acting, as with Matthew's mention of the centurion and Mark's mention of James and John. When the evangelists choose the latter, the action of the agents may be said to be telescoped into the principals on whose behalf they acted. This literary technique is used in the Bible in more situations than we use it today, but it's not an error. It's a known literary device.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.